Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, the podcast where we study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the family, hobbies, and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover,
you know, because weed is not cocaine.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it has never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
It's probably going to be like a solid month of me not being in the shop. Like that's what, between what's been happening and what is going to happen, it's like a solid month of no shop time. And I have almost no woodworking content on my phone to use, which is great. So, well, I got a stretch of video of me carving something on my CNC for like 2 weeks.
Well, I know we talked about it. You should just make it into just flip your show complete, flip your account completely to a travel blog account. Without even saying anything, just completely flip it and just start doing travel blog videos.
Well, it's funny, dude. So the reason I was late today was because of that, right? Which means that I was late today was your fault, not mine. Okay.
Whoa. I clearly remember sending the invite at 8 o'clock this morning to you. So I was on time.
I was like, look, I'm going to be outside of the country for like the next 2 weeks. I want to eat as much American food as I can over the next 48 hours. So I ate pizza last night, right? I ate, which my favorite pizza order right now. We could go over that if you like.
Hot honey.
Fuck that hot honey. Did you know that fucking my boy from Touch My Woodworks, right? He fucking messaged me yesterday and he was like, I said toast on and then there's too many fucking social media things going on right now. In the note thing in Instagram, people put toast on jelly, right? And he said, no, I only put hot honey on jelly. And I was like, motherfucker, like, you dirty son of a bitch. And like, I never talked to him in a foul manner ever. And I just was like, you dirty fucking motherfucker, I'll come fucking find you. And he was just laughing.
I was really hoping our Patreons would all send you a bottle of hot honey this week.
I mean, I like the logo of the hot honey with Dave's beard on it, where it was basically the honey bear, but with a gigantic beard.
Yeah. I told all you 3D printing guys, I'd love to have a 3D printed version of that, of Dave's hot honey. That would be awesome.
You know, look, if I ever had any time to make things anymore, I would fucking totally do that for you. So, yeah. But no, yeah, I was late because of you. So what happened was, here's what happened. Okay.
Okay.
I was here. This is your fault. So you'd said to me, you made the suggestion previously of like, maybe you should go straight travel vlog. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I was like, I should probably practice that kind of shit. Right. So, this morning I was like, besides, I tried it last week of the mud racing, which we could talk about.
Okay? Yeah. I thought it was great.
And I thought it was fun too, but nobody fucking cared about it. So, I was like, hey, look, let me, I'm going to, one of the things I do a lot is that if I get breakfast on the weekends for the kids and me, it's either bagels or donuts. Right. And I was like, look, I'm probably going to be eating Spanish pastries that are donut similar. And I don't need any extra donuts in my life right now. I'm going to go get a bagel, which probably is not healthier. So I videoed us going to get bagels together, Bubs and me.
Oh, so nice. That's awesome. Yeah. Hey, and so you know what? Honestly, who gives a shit if people like it or not? It's what you're enjoying. Are you enjoying making these videos and putting them out? Because that's all that fucking matters, man. I mean, like,
oh yeah, because I don't like putting out the videos that I know do well. So
yeah, who cares? I mean, dude, I appreciate it because I find them entertaining. So I keep them up, keep them going, bro. I want to follow your whole.
It's my new goal, is to get woodworkers out of woodworking.
I want to follow your whole trip on over to Spain and whatnot, dude. I mean,
this is gonna be This is a wild ass trip, right? We're going. You want to hear about the trip?
Yeah. Our 85 listeners weekly are going to be interested in hearing about this trip.
Dude, at least we know who isn't listening. We could go fucking find them.
Right? Motherfucker, yeah. Only 82 of you listen this week.
Yeah. Where you at, Nick Brim? So I don't know. Did I tell you about the whole thing about like having a my one vacation announcement versus the other one? Then they're like within a week apart, where it was like my mother-in-law was like, "Hey, we're doing." My brother-in-law actually was like, "Hey, we're doing a trip for, you know, mom and dad's anniversary, right?" And yeah. Right, and they're like, "We're gonna do it in the Bahamas," and we're like, "Yes, we're in with the kids. Let's go." And then like. They sent out the date, and then my best friend was like, "Hey, we're gonna do this. We got married during COVID. We're gonna do the reception, and it's gonna be in Barcelona." And we're like, "We're in." Well, he said, "We're in," and he's like, "Here's the date," and they're back to back weekends.
Yeah,
like so
that's incredible.
Like that. That is my life in a nutshell. Right? Is like, you know, hey, here's something good, but it comes with a, you know, pain along with it, you know.
Yeah. I imagine it's going to be an amazing trip. I'm curious, at what point do Bubs and Ellie hit the wall? You know what I mean? You know, that's a lot of traveling for kids, man. Dude, I mean, those are two long trips.
I didn't even tell you.
Long flight.
There's a trip within a trip too. So we're not going straight to Barcelona. We're going to Mallorca first. Which, by the way, I still have looked up Mallorca 10 times, and I still don't know how to spell Mallorca, right?
I don't even know where Mallorca is.
It's like 45 minutes from Barcelona by plane. Like, that's what I did look up.
So we're going to
Mallorca.
It's also in Spain?
Yes. So we're going to Mallorca. We're going to Barcelona, then flying to Mallorca.
Yeah.
Staying in Mallorca for a few days, then going back to Barcelona for this wedding thing, then we're coming home on like a Tuesday, then I'm gonna do the one podcast with you on that Wednesday, which I'll be in wonderful shape for that, and then it'll be like me doing a podcast drunk and high at the same time, and then we're going to the Bahamas, where we're gonna be in the Bahamas for a weekend. And then we come home, and then I will be near death, which will be great.
So the Mallorca trip, if I'm saying that correctly, is that just a quick sightseeing trip that Jackie planned, or is that for a function wedding thing, or
with these friends of ours? Who are also going to the wedding?
Okay,
you know, like, let's go to Mallorca. Like, fuck it, why not? Right.
Well, yeah, you're there already, right?
I don't know, but they booked like a whole day cruise on like a giant sailboat, which sounds fun. I'm sure they're going to be like jump off the boat and swim with some weird animals, which is going to be fucking stupid.
Sounds like fun.
I don't know. Dude, but I did research, is Barcelona weed friendly, right?
Yeah.
And again, a really interesting weed culture there, right? That I hope at some point, because this is like a wedding, there's going to be a lot of grandparents at the wedding. Okay. Yeah. So my hope is that for the ones that are staying at the hotel, we could be like, "Hey, can we get a babysitter? We want to go out and do some adult shit for one night." Right.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
When I'm going to try to slip into this thing. So weed in Barcelona is decriminalized. Okay. But it's not legal. Okay.
Got it.
So they said basically the articles I read. Yeah. The articles I read were kind of like the advice I was giving people like right before weed got legal right here, which was like, it's not legal, but just don't go fucking smoking in front of a cop. Like don't be a fucking idiot. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it in private. Do it. You know, don't do it in public, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's how it is there. But the thing is one thing that they do have that's legal are like weed social clubs. Right.
Okay.
And these are really popular, and it's a place where you could go buy and smoke weed at the place.
Okay, yeah. Right? I've been to one of those in Canada. I've been up in Vancouver. I've been to one of those.
I don't know. I've never been to one of them before. They don't have them here. So
yeah, it's called the one up in Canada, up in Vancouver. I went to is called the New Amsterdam Cafe, and Debbie still has a shirt that she wears around. But you
why did they call it Get High Here?
They got to be a little more subtle than that. But
do they?
No, it's pretty. Yeah. You gotta be a little more subtle than that. Nobody wants to hear "Get High Here." Nobody wants to hear the words "Get High." You know what I mean? Like
Car washes are called car wash. Like, you know, you go there to get your car washed.
Yeah, but that's not offensive to people. Car wash. Everybody wants to wash their cars. People still get. There's still a taboo on getting high. You know what I mean? Like, if it was called a relaxation, you know, den or something, that might fly. You know what I mean? You know, New Amsterdam Cafe. You know, those are you know what they are, but you're not going to offend somebody. Come here and get high. That still sounds like somewhere where junkies hang out. But yeah, the one in Amsterdam's pretty sweet. Vancouver's pretty sweet. You go upstairs and it has like all these different like tables set up, and on each table it had one of those volcano vaporizers. You ever smoke one of those?
Oh man,
with the big bags.
I've not, but I've seen them. Yeah.
Yeah, so you rent you can just come up there and just smoke a joint and shit if you want to, obviously, but you can rent parts like the mouthpiece and the bag and stuff from the people there, and you can just come in there and pack your own stuff and just sit there and take huge bag full, you know, of tokes of your best stuff you get there. And it's a lot of fun. Yeah. Debbie and I did it we were up there for like about an hour, and it's like has a balcony that kind of like overlooks the street down below. So it was a fun experience. So yeah, I think you should definitely hit one of those up. You'd enjoy it.
I mean, I hope so. You know, I mean, even though we're with kids, like, I don't want to like not have any adult fun.
No, you just got to ditch the kid. Like you said, you ditch the kids for the night and you go out and you go out and enjoy the nightlife of Spain, bro. Barcelona, that sounds amazing. Are you kidding me?
Wow. Yeah.
That sounds the food. Are you excited about the food? Because I'd be excited about the food. I think that'd be.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very excited about the food. I think the food is going to be insane, you know, but I think it's going to be a lot of seafood, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which I'm fine with. So that's why I'm like eating fucking bagels today. So
it's just a substitute for a donut. It's exactly the same.
But dude, technically, I'm in between legs one and two of my world tour, dude. World tour stop number one was Michigan for 4th of July. I want to get into that. But how was your 4th of July?
Our 4th was great. It was low key. I mean, we did it here. Like, just like most places, our neighborhood is crazy. You know what I mean? People are, you know, right. We sit up on our hill and people, you know, 360 is around us in our, you know, little neighborhood are lighting off the huge mortars. You know what I mean? So even though they're illegal here,
boom.
It doesn't matter. So like, we just get a great show. And then I just bought some, sparklers for the kids and they had a blast with those.
That's nice.
And, I grilled out on the Blackstone, made some amazing hamburgers.
I saw those smash burgers, bro.
Dude, they were great, bro. If you don't have a Blackstone yet, you gotta get yourself one or just any griddle, whatever. I don't care. I'm not sponsored, but
my smoker that keeps catching fire has a griddle to it. I haven't tried it yet.
Dude, it's just amazing. Like I use it. I literally just ran out of propane on the 4th of July, which means I need to go fill it back up. Cause I use it like all the time now. Like I feel like I cook more out there than I do inside my kitchen now. Cause it's just so, I love it so much. So yeah, ours was great. It was, like I said, it was low key, but it was fun. We had a couple, you know, people, G-Ma was here. Anna was here, our friend,
the bong breaker.
And, yeah, no, it was, like I said, it was chill, man. We didn't go out.
Never forget anything. That.
I know. How was the 4th in Michigan? How'd that go over?
It was nice. It was real nice. My only goal for the whole trip was I said, look, all I want is at some point I want to try to make the perfect burgers, right?
Yeah, how'd that go?
It went very well. They weren't perfect, but they were fire, bro. We went and, dude, check this shit out. So we went cherry picking earlier in the day, right? And because cherries are in season, I guess.
In so, Michigan, yeah.
In Michigan, this is a big thing. So you go cherry picking, right? And I got $70 worth of cherries, okay? I did not realize that you pay $5 and they give you a bucket, right? And they're like, there you go. And I thought whatever you could fill in that bucket is $5, right? I filled that fucking thing up like halfway full. It's a 10-pound. It's a 10-pound fucking thing.
How are they making any money, do you think, if they're selling buckets of cherries for $5?
Dude, I thought they're fucking farmers, man. They don't know how to make money. Like, and I was wrong. So, and I got whacked for it, right? Dude, I fucking got a big basket. Ellie got a big basket. Bub's got a big basket. And Jackie got a big basket, dude. It was fucking... We all got up there and we were like, yay! And they're like, stupid city folks, here we go. Fucking $70 with the Michigan cherries. I was like, God damn it.
They saw like, you guys coming. They're like, get out the big buckets. Get out the big buckets.
It's not like the grocery store, like when you got like an extra thing of cheese that you decide at the register you don't want and you awkwardly give it to the cashier. So now she's got to sit next to cheese for the next 30 minutes until somebody fucking takes it and puts it back in the cooler. Right. You can't just go up there and be like, I was thinking more like $20 worth of cherries and then dump like fucking, you know, $50 worth of cherries on the ground. You can't do that shit, man. You know?
Wait, are you guys literally, are you literally picking them off the vine or the tree?
Yeah,
or
off the tree, whatever? Off the tree. By the way, and the cherries would fall as you're picking them and they would land on your shirt, right? And stain your shirt with cherry juice.
Right? Oh, damn.
It completely wrecked my new Star Wars shirt, which I was not pleased about. It looks like I murdered somebody now. It's got like red streaks on it. But also like at the fucking register at the farm, right? It's not like some farmer, right? Okay. It's a couple of kids. And these fucking kids were like, you know, 12 and 14. Like, what am I going to do? Haggle with some little kids? Like,
yeah.
That ain't right. They're purposely there, you know? So, but they had fucking Apple Pay, motherfuckers. They knew. Dude, they knew. They were like, you could pay with cash or Apple Pay. And I was like, motherfuck you guys. I'm like, take your fucking. Yeah. But it was funny, dude. I took out like $300, right? Because I was like, I'm gonna hit up the dispensary and I wanna have some extra cash. And dude, it was like between the weed, the cherries, and I forget what the third thing was, I had like the perfect amount of cash for the weekend. So
nice. Yeah. Did you guys eat all these cherries?
Oh, so here's what I did, right? So when I wanted to make my perfect burgers, right? We went this meat place, and I got some ground beef, and I also got some, like, thick-cut bacon, you know? And so, and then we got all these cherries. So what I did was I froze the bacon mostly and then put it through a food processor until it was, like, bacon, like, little, like, kind of looked like Dippin' Dots, but it was bacon, right?
Okay.
And I mixed that in with the – I mixed in
– like, bacon bits.
I had, like, four, no, but it's uncooked, it's raw, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I had 4 pounds of ground beef, and I didn't know if it was 80-20 or, you know, whatever. I assumed it was 80-20 because it was at this local dude spot. And then I dumped in a 1/2 pound of this bacon into the ground beef, and then because it was frozen, it didn't melt, and then I mixed it all up, right?
Yeah.
And that was the basis for my patties, right?
Yeah, keep
and I did talking. 5 ounces. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Do you want me to do it in a sexual voice?
I'm hearing it that way either way, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, then I might as well lean into it. Hold on. Let me redo my hair here. Okay, here we go. All right. So then, Ben, what I did is I put these 5 ounce patties in the refrigerator so they could get firm. Right, firm them up.
Yeah.
Then, what I did, I'm like fucking on top of this microphone. I almost like it. Right. Then Ben, I made a bacon jam with Michigan cherries. I've never made a bacon jam before, and it takes a long time. But holy shit, this stuff was insane.
What's the bake? Wait, how do you make a bacon jam? So you take the little bacon pellets, take
onions, two onions, and you slice them up. Oh no! Wait, hold up. Sorry. First, you cook the bacon, about a pound of it, slowly in a pan to render the bacon fat.
Was it sizzling? Was it sizzling?
It was sizzling and popping. It was so hot. Then, what you do is you remove the bacon when it's mostly cooked. Right?
Mostly cooked.
Then you remove all but one tablespoon of bacon fat. Bacon fat.
Yeah.
Then you cook the onions in the bacon fat. And then I dumped in a cup and a half of Michigan cherries. Boom.
Dude, that sounds amazing. And so
then a little pepper, I think. I can't remember. Then you cook it down. Brown sugar and water. Brown sugar and water. And then you cook it down until it gets a little bit like it could be considered jelly, maybe. And then or syrup E. Then you dump the bacon back in and you continue to cook it for another 30 or something minutes. And then you add a little balsamic vinegar. You drizzle some balsamic at the end over the bacon, onion, cherry, brown sugar, water mix.
Oh man.
And then you let it cool into heavenly goodness.
How's that? That sounds good, dude.
I feel like I want to talk like that the rest of the podcast. It's hard to talk like that, but I feel like I need to.
You used the jam on...
Because I wanted a bacon cheeseburger, right? Yeah. But I didn't want to just cook bacon and slap it on there.
Yeah, right? Okay.
And I thought of it because we've been talking about this chopped sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I should chop the bacon, make it easier to eat, right? You get a lot of bacon in every bite.
Yeah,
so I was like, well...
go ahead.
So that's why I came up with the bacon jam idea.
There's a spot out here called Slater's 50-50 Burgers, and they make most... I think unless you specifically choose otherwise, because you can choose other meats to do it with, you know, to blend with the ground beef. Unless you choose otherwise, though, I'm pretty sure their initial like mix is 50% bacon, 50% ground beef, and they put it together, and that's like the base of their fucking hamburger, and it's just
like that mix in a smash burger is like, oh my god. So anyway, so then I grilled the burgers, I put cheddar cheese on, put the bacon jam on a toasted brioche bun.
Oh yeah.
And
delicious. Yeah, dude, that sounds amazing, bro. That sounds amazing. Awesome. Yeah, dude, my burgers were a lot less simple, a lot more simple than that. But they were still they turned.
You should try to make a bacon jam, bro. I'm telling you right now, it takes a couple hours, but holy shit, it is insane.
That sounds amazing. That sounds ridiculous.
It's really easy to make. I mean, the only thing you have to do is cut the bacon up before you cook it and cut the onion up. That's literally the only two prep things.
Yeah, I've been making grilled onions on the Blackstone, and oh my god, bro, they just turn out so
good. Yeah.
I swear to god, man, that thing's just amazing.
You gotta try an Oklahoma burger. Have you heard of those?
No, what's that?
Oklahoma onion burger. So like, you slice the onions really thin. Right?
Yeah.
And then you throw them on the Blackstone with a little bit of oil, okay? And then you cook them up, and then you put them into like a patty shape, and then you take the raw ground beef and you smash it into the onions, right?
Yeah.
And then you continue to cook the onions until they're like caramelized on one side, and then you flip it over and cook the burger side, right? So it's like a smash burger.
Okay? Yeah.
And then the onions are like cooked into your
into burger. The burger. Yeah, yeah, that sounds amazing. It's
called Oklahoma burger. I think. Oklahoma
Did you grow up eating onions, like, or did you something, or was that something you acquired as an adult?
That was every vegetable I ate was acquired as an adult. My mom was not great at cooking vegetables growing up, and my dad hated vegetables so much that he would pull this move when we were a kid. Did I tell you about this? Where my mom would put the vegetables on the table, and my dad would be like, Dad, are you going to have any broccoli? And he's like, no, I liked it so much I ate it out of the pot as your mom was cooking it. And we were like, oh, wow, that's great. Like, kids are stupid, you know?
Yeah, totally. Speaking of that.
I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead first. Because I listened to our last episode, and I pretty much talked the entire time. So I want to give you opportunities to talk. It's not my podcast. It's our podcast.
No, it's fine, man. I get my jabs in. I know my role.
Your role? What do you mean your role? You're not Luke Wrangler.
No, dude. Kids are stupid.
If you want that role, I will lean into it. So it's going to be a lot of responsibility for you.
I told you a while ago I would be your manager, your personal manager for your entertainment side of your business. But, you know,
dude, you ever seen Get Him to the Greek?
Yes. Dude, by far one of the most underrated movies, dude. I fucking love that movie so much, dude. Yeah, dude.
You know who would play who in that movie, right?
Oh, I'm definitely Jonah Hill in that movie, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm definitely heavy. I'm the one with the heroin up my ass. Definitely.
Yeah. One of us is going to have heroin up their ass, and it's not me.
Jesus. No, anyways, kids, man. So Frankie, it just ties in so much. And he's not, I don't mean it like that, but the kids are just gullible. And, you know, I love that about them so much. You know what I mean? I love that innocence and that gullibleness. So, dude, Debbie the other night was like, yeah, all right, guys, go do your teeth and stuff. And we were like, laying in our bedroom, like on our bed, just talking. And they went in and did their teeth and they came out. And no talking about it, no prior discussion, no nothing. Debbie just straight out calm, just like the fucking delivery was perfect. She just goes, you guys been washing your elbows, right? After you brush your teeth, you've been washing your elbows. And Frankie just like stops like dead in his tracks and goes like, I wash my elbows after. That's not something that we do. And Penny's like, Debbie's like, I guess I haven't really reminded you guys of like over the last couple, you know, years or something, but you guys should be washing your elbows after, you know, you do your teeth every night. And Penny's like, you know, she's 10. So she kind of realizes Debbie's fucking with him, but you know, Frankie's still 7. So he's like, yeah. You know, whatever, mom, you're teasing us kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of just let it go. The next morning, you know, Debbie goes to work. Frankie gets up early with me. And, you know, he's in the bathroom doing his thing. And he comes back and I'm in his room, like, putting laundry away or something. And he comes in, like, with a serious look on his face. And he goes, Dad, nobody told me I'm supposed to be washing my elbows. I mean, dude, it was like
he thought about it overnight.
He fucking was thinking about it all night, bro. He's like that was like on his mind all night that he was supposed to be washing his elbows, and he did. It was like, dude, it was the funniest, the cutest.
I love that dumb son of a bitch,
dude. I swear to God, man, dude, I was dying. I had to call Debbie directly and tell her like she. It was like so perfect. She got him so good. I know, dude, it's probably not awful. As funny right now, but it was very funny at the time.
Oh, no, it's funny now. It's funny now.
Yeah, dude, kids, man. I
rubbed something in my eyes.
I think kids rubbed cheese in my eyes. Do you ever wash your elbows? Try that on Bubs. See what I'd love to hear what he thinks.
Man, you know, it's tough because I fuck with them so often, right, that they don't believe most of what I say anymore. So yeah,
that's true. I'll try that. I'm just curious.
Dude, you okay, but you want to talk about kids. not being smart and not being smart. Fucking Ellie, man, I got an update on the telling Ellie about weed story.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd like to hear about that.
Bro, it has been weird as fuck. Like, I'm glad I told her, but, like, she's like me, so she makes it weird at every opportunity, right? So, like, we're sitting there, and we're in Michigan, okay? And it's just me and the other dad out there. And the kids are upstairs. They're fucking fuck off and in, and I have my weed pen in my pocket. And I'm like, I ain't doing shit today. So I fucking pull it out, and I take a hit off the weed pen. As I'm yanking it back, sucking it in, fucking Ellie's feet come running down the stairs, dude, as I'm doing it, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God. I fucking try to hold it in for a second. It's too much weed. I took way too big a hit. Blow it out. She sees me, comes running up. She's like, I saw that. I was like, fuck me, man. Like, this is how it's going to be. She goes, it's okay, Dad. And I was like, okay. I go, well, you remember I told you, I was like, I only do this when I don't want to do shit, right? And I'm telling you right now, my goal is to do nothing today. So you're interfering with my nothing. And she's like, no, Dad, it's fine. It's fine. She goes, can I get you a snack? And I was like, sure. Yeah, go ahead. So she leaves. She never gets me snacks, right? Dude, she's been nice as fuck to me ever since I told her about this thing. Dude, she's like right by my side, fucking super nice. Like, it's been hilarious. So she goes and gets me a snack and then comes back and she's like, okay, now would you like a drink? Do you want a beer or do you want a water or you want anything? And I was like, sure, I'll take water. That's fine. She fucking was getting me fucking just running shit for me. Like,
I don't know. You know, like, I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like you've roped your daughter into your into this whole thing now.
I don't want to rope her into it, but she's like she definitely, like, the whole time we're in Michigan, right? You know, it's six adults and three kids, okay? The other couple that has a kid has a four-year-old son. So Bubs was playing with the son the whole time, and Ellie was bored. And Ellie, basically, her goal was to spend as much time adjacent to adults, listening to adult conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
She's at that age.
She feels like she's in the know. She's in the know, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So she starts getting me snacks and shit. She wants to be around me the whole fucking trip. And I'm like, it's cute and it's fine. And I'm like, okay, cool. But, you know, Michigan has great weed prices. Right. So I bought a bunch of weed there. Right.
Yeah.
I'm going on this trip. I want to make sure I have enough cartridges and all that shit. Dude, I got some edibles. So I packed it all away when I got home, but I fucking left out a couple pen cartridges on the table in a bag of fucking edibles. And I forgot about it, man. And I'm sitting there and Ellie walks up. And she goes, what's all this? And I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, it is not my goal to educate you on all things weed, okay? Like, I'm like, okay, look, these are cartridges here. And I said, you remember the candy I told you, right? I said, if you eat the candy, it'll make you super sick. I'm like, this is the candy. I'm like, you see right on here? It says cannabis. It says THC. It's got all these circles on there. It looks like it's for fucking kids, but clearly it's not. I hope you see that. I'm like, this is the thing that if you eat this, you're going to the hospital. She was like, and you eat that? I'm like, fuck. Like, this is not going how I explained. I'm like, like, this is a horrible thing.
You were turning into the DARE program for her like it was in my school when I was in elementary school. I had never seen weed before. I had never seen cocaine before. I had never seen anything before until the police officers were nice enough to bring it in and show it to us. Hey, guys, this is all the stuff that is super fun that you shouldn't touch.
Yeah, the cops are like, this is the difference between the good shit and the bad shit. You know,
see, what you want to do is look for the little red hairs. This is the really high quality marijuana. You know what I mean? I'm sitting there taking notes. I'm like, this is fucking great.
Yeah, this is the best class since sex ed. I don't know, dude. She keeps catching me now. Like, and I'm not being any less secretive. I've not laxed my shit at all. But she is fucking, it's like she can sense that it's about to go down.
Well, it's because you tuned her into it. Now that she's tuned into it, she's going to be.
And today she's like, Dad, I think you should tell Bubs. And I was like, look, I don't like keeping secrets from you guys. I'm like, but Bubs is not ready for this conversation.
No.
You know, And I was like, see, and I'll have this conversation with him when it's time to have this conversation. But it's not right now. And I can tell you right now, I had this conversation with Ellie when she's 9. It's probably going to be Bubs when he's like 15.
Yeah, right? I was going to say, I try and pride myself on not being the because I said so guy or the, you know, but certain things are, these are adult things in my house. You know what I mean? Like if that question, she would have came up and saw that bag and I would have been like, my whole first thing would have been like, that's adult stuff. And I would have grabbed the bag and just put it away. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm not ready to have that conversation with my kids.
Look, know, they... my recommendation based on my experience so far, wait as long as you can.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I'm glad I told her, right? And it's fine. But, like, I don't know if I'm comfortable with my daughter knowing I get high. You know, like she's so comfortable with the fact that I get high. And I don't know if I'm comfortable with her comfort level, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think about it sometimes about how, you know, it is like just 20 years from now, is there going to be no stigma and parents of, you know, our kids are going to just be like, it's so open that they're going to just be smoking it like people drink wine kind of thing. Like,
I don't know, bro.
I'm just curious.
When you were growing up, did your parents like have any shit that they told you that was weird? And then when you grew up later, you're like, you realize it's like not that big a deal.
I don't know. My parents didn't drink or do drugs or any of like that shit. So like, I never had that type of experience at home. I don't know. I'm trying to think like, I don't know. Did yours? Cause I can't think off the top of my head.
Like during the '80s, right? When the Nancy Reagan was saying like, you know, just don't do it, right? And yeah. Then in school they were telling us like, you know, if you know somebody who does marijuana, you should report them to your principal, you know? and like I knew my parents were getting high. I didn't know what it was until my school told me what it was, right? Yeah. And I was like, oh, I was like, okay, well, my parents smoke weed. I was like, okay. I'm like, and I talked to my mom about it. And, you know, she was like, well, if you love your parents, you won't say anything. I was like, she's like, because you know what will happen, right? I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, seriously? So it was, you know, but like as I got older, I was like, you know, fucking 80s were weird times, you know, and yeah. like I wish my school never made it weird, right? Like I wish my because weed is not cocaine
or no, yeah, definitely
crack, you know, and it's like,
well, that, you that's know, my and point. Like now, that's my point. Is it going to be that way? Are we going to get to the point where it's so desensitized that it's going to be just like, you know, I think it will be at some point. The only difference between drinking wine and alcohol and stuff like that versus smoking weed, there's always that smoke element. And that's the thing I think people get weirded out by, right? Like the smoking, like it's like yeah. The inhaling of the smoke. Like it's not as, you know, like with drinking, you're just getting it. You're the one getting drunk. And if you believe into the whole secondhand smoke kind of thing and all that shit, I think that might be something that always kind of hurts the weed argument. You know what I mean? Like, as far as like, oh, you're still smoking around. There's still that aspect of it that, I mean, around your kids and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like, otherwise, yeah, I think it would be less of a stigma.
The smoke part is, I think you're right on the money with that one. But like most people who are anti-weed, right? Or like, are people who just don't understand it. And I think that's really like in general, humans, if they don't understand something, that their first instinct is to hate it, right? And that's the whole thing with the LGBTQ plus community, right? And all these fucking people across the country are anti-trans now, is because they don't understand it. Like, yeah. The truth is that it has nothing fucking to do with them, so they should shut the fuck up. That's kind of how I feel like about weed. If somebody said some negative shit about weed to me, look, I'm not a weed advocate, but I advocate for enjoying it. And I'm like, you know, look, if fucking somebody's anti-weed, they should probably try to get high one time, you know?
Yeah. If you don't like it, try it. You might like it.
That's how I feel about heroin. Yeah, I'm not going to try fucking heroin, though. You know, it's like that is, I, that is a horrible idea. I never want to be that out of control.
Yeah. So,
like, all good, I want to do is
have
fucking...
limits. It's good to have limits.
Yeah. Dude, it's like, you know, dude, it's like when you're drunk, man, you wake up the next day and you're like, holy shit, what did I say to people? What did I do last night? Like, where did this scar come from? Why is there blood in my fucking, on my couch? Like, where's my car? Like, that's kind of fucking from a hard night of fucking drinking. In the fucking hard night of smoking weed, it's like, fuck, I ate the entire bag of chips and the ice cream. Like, the gallon of ice cream. Like, but like, what? You know, it's like fucking the consequences are like PG related versus like fucking prison related, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely.
Like, how so high funny. Would you have to be to fucking to be so high that you had no control over yourself and you committed a crime because you were high?
I always have that same, I have that same weirdness about the whole people who are like, I get so, whenever I smoke marijuana, like I'm so, you know, I don't know what's going on. I can't control myself or like all that shit. I'm like, that's not what it does. You know what I mean? Like, it's not that type of drug that, but that you start to like hallucinate and freak out and like, you can't control yourself. Like, it's like, it has, doesn't have those properties. Like, I don't know.
Have you ever had people, like who haven't gotten high before ask you to get them high for the first time?
No, I mean, I've smoked
or people who've told you that where they're like, you know, I had a bad experience and like, I don't want to try it again. Have you had that?
You know, tons. Yeah.
What do you do in those scenarios? Cause I know what I do, but I'm curious what, you know, if you, you know, if somebody says like, look, I didn't have a good experience. Like, do you try to help them with that? Or like you try to tell them how to have a good experience or like,
I usually say you just probably, you know, we're doing it A with the wrong people and B, you know, like you went into it with the wrong mindset. You know what I mean? Like you,
yeah,
like that's I think most of the time when people have bad experiences with stuff like this, like it's because they go into it already thinking they're going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying? So like their brain immediately, you know, focuses on everything that's not, you know, if you go into it with the open mind and you like no pre, you know, determined like how you're gonna feel and what, just let it happen, I think people would enjoy it so much more. But I think that's, you know, but you know, it is what it is. You like it, you don't smoke it, you don't, whatever, I don't care, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, wrap it up, man. We got to get out of here. We got things to do. We got people to thank. We got it's already at that time.
We said we were gonna, because we got to do. We're doing two today. Look, I can't lie about this shit. But wait,
I know. I know. You're the worst at that.
I'm. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm an open book, man. Some shit apparently. I was gonna say about the. With the weed thing. Oh, wait, I was gonna tell you though, with what I do when people are like, well, you know, if they say, well, I'd be open to trying again if you could help me with it, I'm always like, I will be your weed Sherpa.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You would be a great person to like, do that with.
I'm a weed Sherpa, bro. I've helped many people overcome their problems with weeds. Yeah. And turn them into hypes like my couple friends of mine who just want to get high all the time now. Like, that's great. Like, we don't need to get high in this situation, but if you want to, we can. So, all right, we're going to wrap it up.
Wrap it.
All right. And by the way, I, because I have had no fucking personal time, I asked ChatGPT to write me some more descriptions of beards, right?
Oh, nice.
Okay, wait. I'm gonna ask to see if I can do the one for Murdoch too. Okay, can you also give me 10 funny one-liners for someone who has way too much energy and compare it to something funny that animals do? Okay, let's see what it comes out with. Oh, perfect. Okay. This is stupid. Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. Okay, we're gonna do this a little differently this time, right? Okay. So right, when we get to Dave, right? I'm gonna say his name, and then you give me a number 1 to 10. Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna do the same thing with Murdoch. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. We're such professionals here.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna say edit all that part out, right? But in reality, I know you won't, because you don't edit shit like
that. I'm not gonna edit anything. Are you kidding me?
Thank you to our Patreons, people who've stuck with us, even though have unfortunately not been keeping up with them. I mean, we talk about fucking, we're not keeping up with our Patreon.
They love us, bro, and they are here because they love us. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. I love them.
Yes.
I would make out. I would tongue kiss every one of them. Speaking of tongue kissing, thank you to Kyle Foote from the Woodworked. Matthew Gerard from the Wooded Moustache. He's now given free rides. Lee O-Man from Rio Street. I'm gonna start saying that Matt's giving free rides every week now. You want a free ride? Go visit the Wooded Moustache. Big Mike Holes from the Broken Lead Woodwork. Dave, Mr. 3D printer himself, not the Dave you think of 3D printing. One Grit Worked. My mom, Elise Kelvin, the guy who thinks he's still not a patron and he clearly doesn't listen to our podcast. Tim from Turgworks. Dave the Thriller Miller.
Four.
Be number two. Four. He has a beard like a Velcro strip, attracting loose popcorn kernels and making him snack time hero at the movies. He's a snack time hero at the movies because his beard attracts popcorn kernels like Velcro. Thank you, ChatGPT, for that winner. Okay.
The delivery on that one was lacking, but it's okay.
Dude, I need more coffee. Billy S is from the Simplewood. I'm literally crying here, bro. Simplewood Wood Co. Corey Stanley from Odyssey CNC. The unofficial lube of the podcast, Eric from Bumbleshoots. Ellen from Ormworks, the Collingwood Canoe Company. He fucking doesn't even like canoes. Grant from Dad Crafted, who will be soon making me a Miles Morales comic book corner thing, I hope. Ryder from Ryder Custom Creations. Jason Sullivan from JM Sullivan Woodworks, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Woodworks. Congrats on the new job, Jason. Go on.
What's he doing?
He got a new job surveying and stuff and doing stuff like that.
Huh. So judging people. Yeah. That makes sense. Kamani from Van Stray Designs, the fine folks at PL Smith. Murdoch from Pine and Elite Woodworks. Now you gotta give me a number. Two. He's like a kangaroo on a sugar rush, bouncing around with boundless energy and surprising agility. Yes, nailed it. ChatGPT. I'm going to leave these up for when we do next week's podcast. Nick Brim from Nick Brim Woodworking. Nothing to do with hats. And Judd from Niven and Son Woodworks. Niven is probably his last name. So thank you guys. You guys are wonderful. I can't believe you guys put up with us, but I'm glad you do. And I'm glad you guys are
thank
here.
Thank you guys so much.
Because it does add an extra element to us. More content.
Yeah, man.
Please.
We love it.
More
we
content.
Love it. We love it.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. Yeah. And then, hey, how about we do another one? Beef and Stuff.
This has been a Conman Creative production. Text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.